Hello, I'm Josiah of the KBPS student staff, and my guest is newly selected Rose Festival Princess Julie Liu of McDaniel High School.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Josiah.
First of all, congratulations on your selection and welcome to KBPS.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, a few questions. How does it feel to be Rose Festival Princess?
I mean, I'm not going to lie, I am still really surprised. I still haven't gotten over that shock. But overall, I feel really proud of myself. I feel really achieved. I feel really grateful for all the people that supported me through this journey of being selected as my school's Rose Princess.
How do you feel to represent your school?
I feel honored. I feel proud. I feel proud to represent my school, the diversity at my school.
Why did you want to become a Rose Festival Princess?
Well, as a kid, I've always, attended all the Rose Festival events. I found them really exciting. And I remember seeing a float of, the Rose Princesses. There are a lot of them. And I used to not know anything about it until I joined this program. And I'm just so excited to be a part of it. I'm just living my dream right now.
What was your community's reaction to you becoming a Rose Festival Princess?
I mean, I got a lot of support from my friends, my peers, family. Yeah, just overall, just support and kind words.
Why do you think being a Rose Festival Princess is important to you?
Well, for this question, I definitely feel like it's important to me because I get to be who I want to be. I get to meet new people. I get to make connections and just overall just be more involved in my community than I already am.
Do you think prior life experiences have really helped you get to this point?
Yes, I definitely feel like stuff I did for the activities I participated in before have helped me a lot. As in, this beginning of the year, I was recommended to take speech and debate just because one of my friends said it was fun. And I was like, sure, why not? So took it and it really helped the speaking portion, the speaking portion.
And the memorization.
Yes.
I read a little bit of your bio and it said that you plan to be a biliterate psychiatrist or psychologist. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes. So as a kid, I have taken 12 years of Chinese school with Shiji Academy, and that has helped me develop my understanding in the Chinese language and culture. And I'm hoping to use this in my workplace. When I grow up, I plan to help more people get access to mental health services by speaking two languages. And I also do realize that our community really lacks mental health services. And I feel as if I can make a difference in this space. And it's also something I just really care about, really passionate about. So this is why I want to be a psychiatrist or psychologist.
Yeah. The Rose Festival theme this year is Dream Forward. So what would you say your dream for Portland is?
My dream for Portland is a really broad view, but I feel like with enough people who also share my dream, it can happen. My dream is for more mental health services to reach the right people and be more accessible and affordable. This is my dream.
What are your hobbies in and out of school?
In school, some of my hobbies are just mostly sports. I love to golf. I love to cheerlead. And I also like to lead my club. I lead Chinese club. And I love eating. I just love eating in general. And I like ice skating outside of school.
What are your plans for the future?
My plans for the future? Definitely attending college, getting my degrees, and just meeting new people along the way, doing what most other girls do in their 20s.
Do you use social media? And if so, what social medias do you prefer or enjoy using?
Ooh, I like that question. I really enjoy going on Instagram and scrolling through my feed. I love seeing the funny cat videos and the cute cartoons that I run across from small artists. I just think it's a really thriving, I think that might be the right word, platform. I just find it really interesting. I just can't get off of it.
Do you have any favorite songs or artists that you listen to?
Yes. My favorite artist, I'd say, would be Biba Dewey. I think she would be considered a rising artist, but I really like her songs because I feel like at this point in my life, I can really relate to the song lyrics. My favorite song, I would say, from her is The Perfect Pair.
We have one more question. What is your superpower or secret superpower?
If I could choose a secret.
What is your secret superpower? Like, what would you say is the, like a secret superpower you have right now? It could be like being able to gather insane amounts of information, speaking multiple languages, etc.
Okay, you give me an idea. I think my secret superpower would just be understanding many languages, just in the sense that my parents, they're Chinese, but they were born in Burma, so they speak Burmese. I can't speak Burmese, but I understand language. I've also grown up in a predominantly Vietnamese and Spanish community, I'd say. So even though I can't really speak the language, I can pick up certain words and kind of understand where the conversations are going.
I get that. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here. I've been speaking with Rose Festival Princess Julie Liu from McDaniel. I'm Josiah reporting from AM 1450 and KBPS.AM. Thank you so much.